But Ogle slept, oblivious of the nightlife stirring throughout the wood. It was not for want of teaching that Ogle was now asleep, instead of hooting into the night air. He had been in the front row of owlets when their father had first instructed his offspring in the purposes and uses of owls. "Now listen carefully," Father Owl had boomed, throwing out his chest and sticking the tips of his wings into his waistcoat lapels. "The life of an owl begins at the first fall of darkness. You must never be seen by day, or well-meaning people will think you are either lost or hurt and will capture you and take you to their homes. It is very difficult to escape from these prisons. So, lesson one, never be seen during the day." "Lesson one," repeated all the baby owls, with their large round eyes fixed upon Big Father Owl. "Never be seen during the day." "Well done," encouraged Father Owl, proudly eyeing his fluffy brood. "The chief purpose of our nighttime existence is the catching of food. This is of prime importance, my owlets." He could be rather pompous on occasions. "As without food, you will die." And he let out such a great hoot, the little owls could not tell whether he was overcome by sorrow at the thought of them dying, or amusement at making such an obvious remark. He could be very perplexing at times. Not knowing what else to do, they all started hooting in such forms as they could manage. "That," screeched Mr. Owl, "is the other important point I wish to touch upon tonight." He fixed all the little owlets with his round stare, as they sat goggle-eyed with expectation. "The subject of hooting," he went on. "Hooting is highly important, important. To be a proficient owl, you must endeavour to hoot loudly while launching yourself into the night air, so that you may descend upon any unsuspecting prey who may be foolish enough to be abroad at such a late hour. We will start this very minute with a practice run." He glanced up and down the line of little owlets and said, "You will take off one at a time so that I may see the degree of your proficiency." Mr. Owl took up his position at the end of a large branch and prepared to give marks out of 10 to each of the owlets as they went through their paces. Now Ogle had been most interested in this little lecture, and had lined up with his brothers and sisters, eager to be off on his own. Because he was the youngest, he was to go last, and he hopped from claw to claw with impatience as each owlet hooted off into the night. At last it was his turn. With a great hoot of joy, he spread his little wings and away he flew. At first, he was so excited to be airborne, and so concentrating on giving an extra specially good hoot, and so hoping he would gain the highest marks, that he did not realize that he was, for the first time in his short life, entirely on his own. No longer with the comforting protection of his brothers and sisters, or his mother and father, he became intensely aware of the deep black all around him, and the fact that he had not the faintest idea where he was. In sudden panic, he flew hither and thither in all directions, with but one thought in mind, to reach his home nest as soon as possible. In his panic, he had thoroughly lost his bearings, and it was not until many hours later that he had arrived home, shivering in every feather. Mrs. Owl, relieved to have her little stray owlet safely returned,